Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Fred Penny, with Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, our producer behind the glass. It is the 8th of May, 2021. It is not only a beautiful day. I always say it's a beautiful day because things are great. But we are going to have a lot of fun today. We have interesting things to talk about. If you want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. We love it when you email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Again, info@radiolawtalk.com. But when you say, hey, look, I got this scenario going on. What do you think? We will refer you or mention there's lawyers in different states because Radio Law Talk is heard all over the United States, and we appreciate our affiliates. If you are listening to this live on radio, live on our live stream, why don't you call your local radio station and tell them, put us on, because we are absolutely growing. We're just trying to hit that 100 affiliates mark, and we haven't quite got there, but Joe Spera, our affiliates relations manager, is doing a great job for us, and boy, he says we're just on the cusp of about 20, 25 more jumping on, and we just love Radio Law Talk.
I was reading a review of the show, and it was really interesting. The guy said, Radio Law Talk, it's really more interesting than the name sounds.
That's exactly what everybody tells me. That's what everybody says. It is. People go, Radio Law Talk, and it's like, no. This is, they say, well, you learn a lot. I said, no, actually, it's the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth, because you know what? You're going to learn a little bit, but you're going to laugh a lot. And that's what we do here with Radio Law Talk. We want to entertain and have fun and talk about the law and the latest things that are going on. We are a politically neutral, believe it or not. Everyone's like, oh, you got to be politically this way or that way. As lawyers, we will argue both sides, won't we, Denise?
We will.
We do not care what we believe or whatever. We're going to argue both sides of the story. And, you know, that's the fun of it, because that's what America's about, right? If we disagree, let's agree to disagree and move on in life. That's the way it is. And we have T-shirts that say, who needs law school? And we also have a T-shirt that says, when you're tired of politics radio, tune in to Radio Law Talk. And I always say, if those of you people want, if you guys want a T-shirt, should we do it, Cal? Let's call. You can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, the first one to call, 855-529-7234. You don't have to be on the air.
Sure, why not? Yes,
we'll
send
you a T-shirt. You got to leave. Last person didn't leave an address or anything. We tried to get in touch with them and send them a shirt, but you got to say your size. I hate to say it. You got to say the size. Because me, I'm like a medium, probably around a medium, you think, Cal?
A medium 6X, yeah. And I'm a medium 2X. It's all good. Yeah.
We're all medium. And I'm so.
I'm sorry, medium, Fred. You're a medium. You're right.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes. We're going to do a case or no case today. We're going to we're going to keep Denise really busy. Denise is a family law attorney. She practices in California. But we talk generally about the law. Again, generally we mention stuff. We're going to talk about the Gates divorce. And we're going to talk about some very expensive divorces over the years. Chris Pratt's divorce. The most interesting hot mic. No, I'm going to say one of the most interesting, because the cat one was pretty interesting. but the most, one of the most interesting hot mics and or Zoom calls in a courtroom. Again, with the technology now, what's going on with these courtrooms and people via Zoom or patched in over telephone, et cetera, because of the pandemic, which, by the way, they're going to start doing more and more anyway. There are some interesting things that happen in courtrooms now, and you're going to hear a very interesting one. And not only that, the second most interesting thing, you would not believe, I've actually seen this video. a judge and a former lawmaker get into it in a parking lot. You're going to laugh when you hear. I'm sorry. I was like, you know what? I'm not here to, we're not disparaging anyone, but it just, the one thing that the judge did was just crack me up. I'm sorry. Just crack me up. And I'm going to talk to you about what that judge did to crack you up. We're going to talk about Kevin Spacey's latest cases. Shocking. What a Florida teen is being prosecuted for with the possibility of 16 years in prison.
For a teenager?
For a teenager. Mm-hmm. Cal, just don't. This is a setup to the ultimate setup.
All right. I realize it's a tease. I was just asking.
Oh, I know. You are going to be shocked, Cal, at this.
Okay.
At what they're trying to prosecute this kid for. And the kid did something wrong. But for up to 16
years. Well, allegedly did something.
Allegedly, you're right. Allegedly, that's exactly right. But why I'm a little more excited about today is Cal is forcing us losers, us, myself, Todd, and Denise, to now go with a pod mic, the real mics, because we have headphones with the little mic that connects to it, like the security guys.
Sportscaster mic.
Yeah, and you really, you just can't do that. We need the normal, full-blown mic.
A studio-style microphone.
Yeah. So, Cal, if you can hear him, he's a lot clearer, because he's talking in a normal mic, a studio mic, and we're going to get studio mics. And I'm going to take a picture on our Twitter or on our Instagram, so go check our Twitter and Instagram, Radio Law Talk, and you're going to see pictures of our new mics.
Now, Denise, do you see my challenge? Fred's mic sitting way over there, and he's back leaning back in his chair with his arms folded, and you won't be able to do that with a studio mic. It's going to be harder.
Yeah, he's going to make us work. Like sometimes, I'm dead serious. I will talk. My leg will be up on the desk,
and I'm
laying back and talking because I enjoy this. Cal's going to make us sit up to the table like our parents taught us, and we're going to have to sit straight, eat your meal, eat your beans and your broccoli.
And breathe with your diaphragm.
Which we're still learning how to do. Oh, my gosh. Then we got a case or no case coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have an absolute stellar time because our poor little co-host, Todd Kunin's not feeling well, and he's not going to be here.
We wish him the best.
Yeah, we wish him the best. But what else, Denise? What else do you have going on before we pop off? I don't think we're going to go into case or no case this hour, but tell me what you got going on.
Well, this segment.
Denise.
We'll do it next segment.
This segment. Okay. We'll do it this hour, but not this segment.
Well, I'm going to go watch a softball game with my little niece, who is 11 now.
Wow. And with the wind, I mean, it's very crazy windy in Northern California, which means we're in extreme fire danger, so
right.
We'll keep an eye out for all
Boy,
of that.
Boy, did it get dry fast.
Wow.
I mean, in California,
instantly,
it goes from pure green and beautiful to just, within what, a week or two, probably 2 weeks, bam, it's just all brown and fire season already, and you've got to be so careful in what you do, but...
You do, and I live on the wetlands, too, so they bring in the sheep, though. The good thing is they bring in those little sheep and the goats and stuff, and they eat down all the grass, and
right. It's
kind of a natural way to protect the wetlands.
I was going to ask Fred if I could get some little pygmy goats to take out to our transmitter site, you know, those little tiny ones that jump, those little cute goats?
I have little calves. We had two baby calves. I don't know if I mentioned that. We had two little baby calves. We have what's called belted Galloways. Look it up. Belted Galloways, Gallowayes. They are a Scottish breed with a black and a white stripe. They call them Oreo cookies. Have you ever seen them on TV or anything? Oreo cookies. And the reason they were that way, Cal and Denise, do you have any idea why? I think I've told you.
You've told them.
Old days, it was royalty that had those cows with the stripe, the white stripe, and you can automatically tell what was royalties or like the dukes or the kings and queens cattle compared to the commoners.
Couldn't steal them.
Yeah.
Is their beef good?
The beef is very lean and it is very good. It is like, it's more of a lean, healthy beef. A lot of high-end restaurants use their beef and stuff like that.
Cool.
But everybody's like, oh, you're a cowboy. Well, I grew up on a ranch, but guess what? I've never slaughtered one of my cows. I just can't do it. I am the worst country boy in the world. We'll sell them at auction. I just can't do it.
So and we named our cows T-Bone, New Yorker, Top Sirloin. We knew what they were for.
Idaho, where pig was named Bacon. You know,
that's exactly right. We'll be back after this. We'll get into case or no case.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here. We thank you for listening. So please don't go away. This portion is brought to you by Strauss Naturals, Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
You better listen to us. I mean at this time.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We have the best kitty bumps in the world. I don't care what people say. We really do. We have the best kitty bumps in the world.
I've never heard anything to the contrary.
Yeah, I love our kitty bumps. That's Cal Hunter just does a great job of making sure things are good. Okay, so the most important thing we do is every hour we do a case or no case. Case or no case, let me tell you about it really quick, those of you who are new affiliates. It is where Cal Hunter, our producer, tries to either trick us or tell us about a real case. We got to say, is it a trick or is it a real case? And then if it's a real case, what the outcome is. We get points. The first one to 50 points of us sitting here in the studio, whoever wins, the others have to take to steak dinner. And that is what's going on right now. And Cal, roll. Case or no case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right. The place is Metuchen, New Jersey. And it is known as the Metuchen Mangler. A railroad trestle bridge carrying railroad tracks that is 11 feet and 2 inches above the roadway. And it has a blinking yellow light to warn especially truckers whose load may be a little higher than that. Marie Camille was a truck driver from Canada delivering her load to Metuchen, the Costco there, and her trailer was the standard height, 12 and a half feet. Her GPS ordered her to go down Metuchen Drive and under the bridge known as the Metuchen Mangler. Her truck was 3.81 meters, 12 and a half feet tall, and she was not well versed in the conversion of the metric system to the American system of measurement. So she comes up there, pulls her truck on there, and wham, it peels the top of it like a tuna can. Takes the top right off the truck. And the cop said, did you see the blinking yellow lights on the height sign? She said, yes, but not in metric, and I'm a legally licensed driver, so I'm wondering why the Department of Transportation might have an obligation to inform us this bridge is too short. She went to her driver's union attorney and asked, case or no case? Mr. Penny, what say you?
Oh, Cal, they can't be easy. If I was by myself, I mean...
You'd own this.
Yeah. I'd own this, but I've got Denise here. So this is what we have to do in case or no case. We first have to determine as lawyers the legal opinion and issues there. But the most important part that we have to determine as lawyers, especially as trial lawyers, as I am, is the jury. You got to figure out the jury or the judge. And the judge is Cal, so I have to try to figure out his brain before I figure out what the issues of the case are, because he has lots of trickery going on.
I'm sorry to leave you so little to work with.
Exactly. All right, so that is that's like a typical thing that probably happens everywhere. And I'm going to say that while you were sitting on your toilet, you read about this in the newspaper. But the question is, did it become a real case? The answer is no. It's a real scenario, but not a case.
All right, Denise Dirks, what about the Metuchen Mangler that's just too short?
Yes, it's not tall enough, right?
Correct. And by the way, the State Department of Transportation, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and the city of Metuchen all pointed at each other and said they're responsible, and the railroad said, hey, we grandfathered in this bridge. It's not our problem. So nobody's claiming responsibility for the Metuchen Mangler either.
Right, and this is a real bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah.
And because it's a real bridge and everybody's pointing fingers, I'm going to say it's a case. I'm just going to go out there and say it's a case.
Oh, that means I lost.
And I'm going to say that, does she really file a suit? And if so, who?
Mm.
Because a mangler, this was on a freeway, which makes it an interstate. And so potentially it could be state, federal property.
That's why we're all pointing at each
other. Okay. I'm going to say case, and she loses.
Okay. I think that's a logical answer. Those of you listening, what do you say? Is this a case or an okay?
855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234.
Yeah, right. You can tweet it, right? Yeah.
Instagram it. That's right, at Radio Law Talk. I'm posting stuff right now.
Well, I have some happy news. I'm happy to report something about this. And you'll all be glad to hear this, okay? In fact, it's Radio Law Talk News. Now it's time for Radio Law Talk News.
Uh-oh.
The Metuchen Mangler has been replaced.
What? No!
Because because it averaged one truck a week.
Oh, my sake!
Getting the top peeled off of it, trucks just ramming into it, and eventually started coming loose. And the railroad said, hey, we can't do this. And the state and city said, well, then build another one. So apparently they have built another Metuchen Mangler that is the actual correct height.
Or maybe they could have, Cal. They kept that and lowered the road.
Well, that would have been too logical, Fred.
Yes, okay, that's what I thought.
Could have done that. Yeah. So you said it was a case. Is that correct?
I said it is a true scenario, but nothing was filed. There was no case. Yes! Yes! Fred!
Congratulations to you, Fred.
Yes!
And then...
you can tell I'm a sore loser and I'm a bad winner.
Vamatuchin's being replaced. The owner of the bridge is Amtrak and another regional railroad. So Joe Biden really owns the bridge now.
Yeah.
So, no, he loves Amtrak.
Yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Case
or no case.
How many points was that?
Two.
That's two.
Two. Okay, then you said, we can get up to six.
Well, three cases. Okay. And next hour, I'm going to take you to Nashville. Nashville, Tennessee. I am.
You know, I talked to someone in Knoxville Thursday, and they said mask mandate is gone. And I said, you wearing a mask? She said, hardly anybody that I am in Knoxville, we're not wearing masks. At least not very many people. I was shocked. It's starting to open it up, man. I think things are opening up. That's interesting.
The world is changing. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, it's back to, let's hope it'll never be back to normal perfectly, but I think it's doing better, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this keeping Denise busy. Why are we going to keep Denise busy? She knows family law, and this is the Gates divorce. Everybody's been hearing about it. Kind of some interesting things that we've been hearing about. The relationship between he and his wife and the quote, girlfriend.
Long time girlfriend.
Yeah, it's not like they're just, and I think it's kind of more of a, you know, everyone's like, I don't know. It's almost like, how do I want to say this without
it's like that movie, Same Time Next Year, where this couple.
Yeah,
this
but it's almost like they're friends. It's like, you can have your best friend for, you know, for the next 25, 30 years, but we're going to talk deep about it, a little more about marital issues, prenups, and why you should or shouldn't have a prenup right after this. We'll be back. Hold on.
Stay tuned. A lot of discussion about the Gates divorce and all of that money coming up on Radio Law Talk in just a bit.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Live.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Preteens could soon be eligible to get the COVID vaccine.
Pfizer recently requesting emergency use authorization to allow the vaccine to be administered to those between 12 and 15 years old. The FDA and CDC holding meetings next week to consider the request. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky addresses concerns parents may have about getting their kids vaccinated.
These vaccines have been tested in hundreds, in 100,000 people in clinical trials, and in about 2,500 children, 2,300 children in the context of these trials for safety in the younger ages, the 12 to 15-year-olds.
Dr. Walensky and ABC's The View yesterday. In that study she cites, some children showed side effects like pain, fever, chills, and fatigue. President Biden planning to meet next week with six Republican senators to discuss his infrastructure plan. The White House says the meeting will help find common ground in what the plan should focus on and how to pay for it. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
We're back. The bad dream that you've tried to get rid of. I had the weirdest dream last night, but I'm not going to get into it. But it was very interesting. I was going to tell you about it.
What was the major thing? Was it like a fire? Was it like a dog bite? Was there something bad?
No, it wasn't bad. It was just bizarre. But I don't know. Let's move on to Melinda. Speaking of bad dream, Melinda Gates, it's called the marriage quit. Irrevocably broken. And again, you know, where we get, this is all over the place. And they had that strange relationship and they've been married about what? How long? About 20?
I think it's 27.
7 years. They have three kids or two kids?
Three.
Three kids. Tell us.
All adults now, though.
Yeah, tell us what's going on
there, Denise. Well, he apparently had a long-term girlfriend that it just he couldn't marry this person. They just knew they were incompatible. So when he was looking to settle down, he asked the advice of this long-term girlfriend, what did she think about Melinda? And she responded that Melinda would keep him, would keep him interested because she was very intelligent.
Right.
So they got married, and they knew about this arrangement. Both of them had apparently pretty much an open marriage, and it worked for them for a very, very long time. And, you know, this case, the fun part about this is that it proves most people wrong. Most people would think the more money you have, the more likely you're going to fight to keep it. But in this case, they have $130 billion in assets.
Approximately, yeah. Yeah, and, last one, yeah.
Yeah, and...
131, one, not to tease it.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter at that point. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
No.
And so, you know, they're just going, they already have an agreement that before they announced their breakup. They had an agreement in place. They signed it. They never had a prenuptial agreement. So you know that they're probably splitting it fairly amicably. And if you get half of $130 billion, I think you don't need spousal support. Is not asking yeah, for spousal support.
But you would think, though, I thought maybe right away she might be asking for an allowance pending this working out in court, but no, they were just good to go right now.
I think they both were independent in the marriage that they both had access to funds, and it wasn't one-sided.
Believe me, this didn't happen this week. You know, this has probably been going on for a year. You know, okay, let's get this. Let's start working out the details. This is just the last of this is the very end of it. I'm sure the lawyers have been working on this for quite some time, especially divorce lawyers. There's estate planning lawyers. There's estate planning issues here. There's issues of, you know, all types of legal issues you got to be careful of, you know?
Yeah, they have a huge, huge home that they own in Medina, Washington. It's like 20,000 square feet. I mean, it is incredible.
Have you seen separation contracts before, Denise? What's called a separation contract? I didn't.
Sure.
So you have a contract for about separation, and then you file the final divorce, right?
Yes, and they are filing in Washington State because that's where they reside. So you usually file where you've resided at least 6 months.
And so another interesting thing during divorce, and this is the high net worth people. I mean, I'm sure everybody, you know, has some, but when you're high net worth, they're filing stuff called automatic temporary order setting financial restraints. It's like, in other words, they can't sell anything, they can't dispose of property, they can't make changes, everything kind of stays in boop neutral, right?
Can't remodel the kitchen. I mean, think of that. I mean, she could always say, "Okay, not now that Bill's moving out. I'm going to do what I've always wanted to do to this 15,000 square foot kitchen or whatever."
You know, it's quite common, at least in California, and I think it's similar in Washington State, that when the summons is issued in the case, which is basically ordering somebody to appear in the case and respond, there are automatic restraining orders that go into effect. Like you cannot remove minor children out of the state to change their residence. You can't spend over what is, you know, necessary and reasonably related to living expenses and, you know, all those type of things.
Like they've ever paid a bill for themselves in their lives after they moved into that house. They probably have an army of bookkeepers going.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, too, though? You know that this was very thought-provoking. This was not a whim. This is not, I mean, I guess there's emotion and everything, but it wasn't some emotional whim, I bet. These are two very intelligent people that probably had this worked out, and they're such high-profile people, you know, like Denise and I, about that.
But what comes of this foundation? This great, big, benevolent foundation.
$40 billion.
Yeah, tons.
They're going to continue to operate it. They're co-founders, so they're going to continue to operate it together.
Wow.
You know, this isn't when they're breaking up. I mean, he's substantially older than she is.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, it could be that she's just ready for a whole different area because pretty much it gets the feeling about what's out there is that she's the one that's making the decision.
Do we have to listen to the Beatles again?
Yeah. You know, I've got a big announcement, though. This is really important. And
if
Melinda, please, Melinda, I know we're all over the West Coast over there, so we might even, she might be listening to us right now. Melinda, our co-host Todd Cunin's still available.
And, that's right.
And you know what? I'm sure. Or I have a 27-year-old son that's still single. You can maybe. I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
I have a 49-year-old son who's single. And,
yeah. Well, so we've got plenty available. So give us a call at 855-LAW-RADIO.
Plenty of potential suitors. But here's what's else interesting. Bill Gates' girlfriend is 5 years older than he is. She is 70.
That's right.
Yeah, so his wife is
Are they going to get together?
I don't know, but she's hecka younger than Bill, and his girlfriend is hecka older than Bill. I just thought that was interesting.
That Denise.
Yeah, I mean, that is interesting.
Yeah.
And I just feel, this is what I feel. I feel like, you know, Bill and his girlfriend really connected on a very deep level, but they realized they couldn't live together, and it just was not going to be a long-term thing. She's older than he is. Perhaps he wanted to have children. You know, it seemed like it was both of the parties to the Gates relationship I should say all three of them, kind of did have a mutual understanding.
Yeah, it seems like they all got along and things went well. Now let's talk about prenups, okay? So they obviously didn't have a prenuptial agreement. They've been married 27 years. So 27 years ago, was Microsoft still, it was still big back then.
Oh, right? It was huge.
But it's not as big as it is now, but probably was still big.
They were courting, and yeah. they were talking, Melinda and Bill were talking, and he said, I cannot see a way to scale Microsoft beyond $500 billion. $500 million.
Right.
Yeah, so he scratched in the sand his way to scale Microsoft to $500 million, and he said, I can't envision how to scale it beyond that.
She's bright. Is Melinda, I heard, is pretty bright.
Yeah. So she helped him with that.
Yeah, my point is they were all doing fine before that, but she helped teach him how to, you know, make it even bigger. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. She's extremely bright.
So why not prenup? Why not a prenup?
Maybe she wouldn't marry him with a prenup. I mean, I don't know. Prenups are so, you know, it's a business relationship when you're doing a prenup, and a lot of people can't get past that. They feel, you know, I'm doing this for life. They intend to be married for life. They're not going to just break up. So it's hard to, when in a prenup, the focus is if we get separated and ultimately divorced, this is what's going to happen. So you do have to look at that as if you may get divorced, and a lot of people don't want to do that.
Yeah, and I say on the other side of it is, if you know, I don't believe in that. I'm not going to sign a prenup. Then why would you care if you don't care about the money, right? Why would you care?
But ultimately, if you get angry at the other person, angry enough, you care about the money. Everybody says I don't care about the money,
right?
But I bet you that at the end of the day, Melinda Gates doesn't care because she's got, you know, she acquired stuff while there that's hers. But I'm saying that people who marry and then they finally break up and there's a lot of money on the table, I would bet you that somebody eventually says, you know what, that's a lot of money, and I'm not going to walk away from it. I'm coming after you.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what, there's another really good example of very high profile, very, very, very rich people. And
McCartney's one.
Yes, but I was thinking about the Amazon.
Right.
I was thinking about the Amazon, Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Scott, because they were married for 25 years.
Right.
Right? And that's a long time as well. And they had children together and all of that. But when she walked away from him, when they broke up, I should say it that way, he actually stepped out of the marriage. But when they finally broke up, she left him with most of the stock in Amazon, because she was very practical. She said, if I take half of it, then he's no longer controlling, and this is going to impact the value of all of our stock.
Right.
So she took other things, and she made it very fair to him, and I think she did, you know, a very respectful thing by not trying to take him out or anything.
And still came out with more money than she could ever spend in her lifetime.
But here's the question.
I can't even imagine what $35 billion is.
Here's the difference there. 25 years ago, where was Bezos? Was he what he is now? No.
No.
And I don't think he was even, I'd have to go back and look 25 years ago, I don't think he was even close.
He was selling books out of his garage.
Yeah, where you've got actually, you know, Melinda was there during the time where Bill Gates was mega wealthy at the time, right?
I think it was just a startup. You think Microsoft 27 years ago was...
Oh, no, it was going good.
Windows and all that. Oh, yeah.
It was still going good.
Because I've been practicing for 32 years, and I didn't.
Oh, yeah, we had
Microsoft. It was not big, though. We had a DOS matrix.
But we still had, it was still big.
Windows operating system.
But I'm saying Bezos didn't have any, 25 years ago, I don't think he was doing anything.
No, Amazon was probably.
So I want to talk about something interesting about the Gates divorce that I never realized about the percentage of the ownership of Microsoft. We'll be back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the best show ever, not literally.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Do they get like Emmy Awards or whatever radio? What's in radio? It's not called Emmy. What's it called in radio, Cal? Not Emmy Awards.
Let me think. So they have the Marconis.
Marconi Awards. Do they give Marconi Awards for the best kitty bumps in radio?
They should.
We will win.
We should start the categories, what we ought to do. So they have Marconis, and you can actually get Emmys for, like, news stations and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so. We're the best. So here's what I want to talk about. We're talking about divorces of some of the expensive billionaires in the world. But I didn't realize that what $130 million is the estimate that the Gates are worth. Cal, guess what percentage the Gates own of, by the way, Microsoft was co-founded in 1975. We're trying to figure out, you know, was it up and going at the time they were married? Absolutely. It was
going
well. So 1975. What percent of the company do they own?
So if there were 100 shares of stock, how many out of 100 would he own? I'm going to guess 80.
What percent?
80%.
What percent?
80%. Is that crazy? 80%. It was a crazy guest. Denise gave me a look like, what, you're...
Don't forget, it's gone public. So it's public.
Oh, okay,
it's,
well then...
No, it's public.
It's not like 100 shares. It's probably closer to like millions
billions,
of shares.
Billions.
No, I'm saying that's how I figure percentages. Yeah. I start with 100.
Now, what percent does he owe of Microsoft still at this point?
That is worth how many billions? 140 billion?
Well, I'm sure he's got other assets worth that.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, they're saying he's worth $130 billion, but I'm sure it's not just his Microsoft assets. But again, this is coming from the New York Post.
I'm going to guess that he owns 7%. That would be a lot of stuff.
1.3%.
What?
1.3%.
Phew.
That is bizarre. That tells you the value of that company, that he owns 1.3%.
Wow.
And I think he's, isn't that crazy?
Yes. Yes.
I was thinking, I bet taking like 20% or 22% or something like that.
So
crazy.
The billions are in. What other assets could you have if you only owned
1.3% is probably worth billions. You know, I would.
I wonder how many shares of common stock they have out there. Of course, it's not all common stock either.
Yeah.
There's preferred and all that.
Right.
I can look that up.
Okay, but anyway, so that's that. Then we've got the. You talked about Bezos and Mackenzie Scott. That breakup. Now, who? I didn't know there's Jocelyn and Alec. Wildenstein.
Well, I wanted to say something real quick about Amazon, because I looked it up. Amazon was created in 1996.
See, 25 years ago.
So it was during the marriage, right?
Right.
And then the stock value right now is $3,291.61.
A share. That's Bezos Amazon, huh?
That's Bezos Amazon.
Yeah. Boy, she, I don't know, how much did she get? Do we know?
35 billion.
Uh-huh. Oh, with a B?
Oh, no, they were worth 35 billion, so she got half.
Wow. Or at least that's, you think she got half.
Well, she got, remember she didn't
No, you're right. She got 20 million shares.
Yeah.
No, wait, let's see.
He owns 75% of the shares in Amazon. So she got the other percentage.
So Amazon's market cap. That's how much money is invested in stocks in Microsoft. Its market cap is $190 trillion with a T dollars. 1.9.
What? Wait. Who are you talking about?
Microsoft's market cap.
Okay.
We were talking about if Bill Gates owns 1.4%.
Right.
Well, the total of the stock value of Microsoft is $1.90 trillion.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah,
that's
Microsoft's amazing.
That's a bucker, too.
No wonder it can get sued by the EU all the time and then still make it and still survive.
And EU says, we want $5 billion. They go, would you take that out of the penny change out of my wallet?
Wow. Okay, Wildenstein, apparently one of the biggest, most richest divorces. I don't know who those people are. Apparently, she's known as the Catwoman of plastic surgery. And then he is apparently some sort of art dealer of some sort.
Right.
But apparently,
they're like socialites for sure.
Yeah.
And she's had so much plastic surgery, she literally looks like a cat. And
is that what they say?
Oh, no, I've seen pictures of her. She looks like a cat. It's very strange.
That's what they say. But
I'll show you a
they
picture.
Call it a cat. Okay. So anyway, but she, what, $2.5 billion settlement?
Yep.
And she recently, in 2018, filed bankruptcy?
Yeah, she went through all of
that. That's crazy. And the New York Post actually put out a really nice article called 6 of the Most Expensive Billionaire Divorces. From Jeff Bezos to Elon Musk. What a great article by them. And we also talk about Musk, his divorce, right? That's the Tesla guy. That's a weird one. Did he have multiple wives? He said he had one wife. They had 6 kids together.
He's been married twice. Well, he's been married 3 times, but twice to the same woman.
Her
name was Tallulah.
Yeah.
And he married and paid her out the first time, but he didn't pay her very much.
Million?
Yeah.
And he's paying... Justine, was that his first wife, apparently?
Yes.
Pays her post-tax for clothing, shoes, and other discretionary items $20,000 a month. And I know people are going to go, that, by the way, is nothing for a guy that owns Tesla. I mean, I know that sounds like a lot, but for the guy that's worth billions.
Well, when you consider what she's used to, she didn't go down to the flea market on Saturdays and buy somebody's used shoes.
No.
I mean,
but also she was his first wife, and Tesla was,
he got the
up and starter
home.
And all of that.
Yeah, but he got the Bel Air home, and she got the Bel Air home. But
and then he says that he has to pay $170,000 a month
in bills
for her approximately.
But think about that. Ready for this? I know that sounds like a lot. That's about $2 million a year she's living on. $2 million a year. And then you go, oh, my God. So let me tell you, for a billionaire and how they live as billionaires, $2 million a year is not going to pay for the private jet flying you around. Well, it might, but it's not going to be do much.
Yeah.
So anyway.
His second and third wife, which was the same person, she walked off in between those two different divorces. She walked out with more than $20 million.
Guess what? What's Elon Musk worth?
Four.
According to Forbes.
At least $4
billion. $166 billion.
Okay, so at
he's worth $166 billion.
So I was right about the at least four.
and you're worried about paying out a couple million a year to your ex-wife? Come on. Now, I'm not going to be that, but I'd throw a couple more million in.
I just think he likes to whine. Poor Elon.
I like Elon, really. I think
too.
He's a great business.
I like his Australian thing, what he did with that power grid out there. He won that bet.
Yeah, yeah.
He won the bet and put up batteries and is now powering an area the size of Wyoming with his as a backup.
I've got batteries.
With battery backups. Yeah. Like 8 million little D cells.
Yes.
And,
and I've got backup batteries in my garage.
Cool.
Okay, let's talk about who's this Ecclestone, Bernie Ecclestone. I studied on a little bit about it. Apparently he was married 24 years. In 2009, and apparently he is the guy that owns the Grand Prix or racing. Formula One, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Formula One. And according to The Sun, reported he paid his ex-wife $1.2 billion. So it's not cheap.
Okay, when divorce lawyers figure their fees, how much comes into a play with what they get awarded? Like
good
if you
question.
Represented the wife, does that come into play like it does?
You know what? That is a really good question because personal injury is very common the attorney gets paid from a percentage of what they receive as the settlement or the judgment. In family law, that's not the way. You don't usually take a percentage because in family law, it's kind of viewed as you're fighting for the assets that your client has. So it could be potentially a conflict of interest.
Some do.
Hang on, I was going to get to
it.
So I actually know attorneys who have made a lot of money and continue to make ongoing money because they take a percentage of the spousal support that they get from their clients.
Hmm.
And mostly they're dealing with Silicon Valley people. And we're talking about a lot of money. A lot of money. And so it's not unheard of for that to happen. But it's usually not connected to the value of the property per se. It's usually connected to something like spousal support.
The monthly, a theatrical agent or something like that.
Yeah. What a depressing hour. We talked about divorce the whole time.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not finished yet.
I know. We're going to talk about hour two. We're going to talk about Chris Pratt. If your station decides to only keep us 1 or 2 hours, tell them keep us all 3 hours. This is a 3-hour show, Cal. Tell them how.
And you don't want to miss any of it. All you have to do is go to RadioLawTalk.com and you can click on previous episodes. All of them, almost all of them are there. And you can also listen to us live. Again, RadioLawTalk.com. Press the Listen Live button or, of course, your favorite radio station. We thank you for listening. However you're doing it, we'll be back after, at 6 minutes after the hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.